All right, Lion, I've been kind of busy, but any live videos? Plus, YouTube, they blocked me from doing live videos for like 3 months because I broke one of their sacred laws that they had on there for videos. So anyway, but I wanted to come and talk to you just quickly about this issue here. I was reading an article here on nextgov.com, and it just struck me as interesting because I've talked about the singularity. Pastor Mike Hoggard's talked about the singularity long before I did, but I studied it and looked into it, and I have for a long time. And we've always heard this stuff about mind control, and everybody's always kind of mocked it, and just moving things with their minds and things like that. And the singularity is that merging together, that mind, merging together man with machine and being able to control things and everything. And it's satanic. It really is. I mean, a lot of the technology is, even stuff that we use. Now, God can use it for good, but some people, the government's going to use it for evil for the most part. And in this right here, it talks about the Defense Department's research arm is working on a project that connects human operators' brains to the systems they're controlling and vice versa. I've talked about DARPA for probably at least 6 or 7 years, maybe 5 or 6 years. I can't remember how long back, but it's been a while I've talked about it. And I just want to read you some of this article and get you to think about this, because this is the direction that this world is headed in. It's not enough. People are not happy enough with what God has given them. They want more. They want to be gods. Ye shall be gods. They want to evolve into godhood, is what the goal is. And that's really the direction of it all. That's really where it's all headed, is they wish to evolve into godhood. And the idea of humans controlling machines, says the article, with their minds, has spun off sci-fi blockbusters such as Pacific Rim and entire subgenres of foreign films. But while today's skyscraper-sized fighting robots exist only on the big screen, the Pentagon is building technology that could one day make them a reality. See, all of this is predictive programming. All of this is to prepare you for the future. It's to prepare you for, get your mind prepared so that it's no big deal. When you see it happen, you're like, oh yeah, I saw a movie about that like 10 years ago. Yeah, so it's no big deal that it's out now. See, it's preparing you for it. The next generation surgical neurotechnology, or N3 program. What it is it's a def it's the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. That's DARPA. It's selecting its team to develop a neural interface that would both allow troops to connect to military systems using their brainwaves and let those systems transmit back information directly to the users' brains. See how that works? No, I don't understand it either. I'm glad I'm not a devil. I can't figure that out. But anyway, the N3 program aims to combine the speed and processing power of computers with humans' ability to adapt to complex situations, DARPA said. In other words, the technology would let people control, feel, and interact with a remote machine as though it were part of their own body. You see how dangerous that is? You see what it's leading up to, the beast system? I've already go back and listen to the Antichrist series that I preached. I hope all of them are online. We've been having some trouble with our audio video stuff, but we're getting it worked out. I apologize for that, but there'll be some things back on there. Sometime we'll get some things figured out. I've got a ton of stuff to put on YouTube, a ton of stuff to put on sermon audio, but my focus first is the ministry and the church here, and the Lord has, shown me that that's the most important thing. And then our outreach to others, we certainly want to get out there online and preach the gospel and preach messages that are edifying to put on there. But primarily it's Old Paths Baptist Church that I'm the pastor of, but I do want to help others out there as well. Our church has a desire to help others. But from the first time a human carved a rock, they say, see, this is evolution, into a blade or formed a spear, humans have been creating tools to help them interact with the world around them. And it's where their focus is. It's where they're going with it. The tools we use have grown more sophisticated over time. Now, I would argue that if you go watch our pre-flood world technology, you wouldn't agree with that, but that's their evolutionary spin, okay? Go watch that video, pre-flood world technology. Okay, DARPA began studying interactions between humans and machines in the 1960s. Yeah, they're an evil, evil organization. And while technology that merges the two may sound far-fetched, the organization already proved it's possible. Well, of course they did, didn't they? Of course they did. Through its revolutionizing prosthetics program. See, it's always going to come in a guise of helping people. It's always going to come in a guise of, hey, you know what, we're doing this to help the crippled person walk. And that's always, that's a good thing, you know, to help people like that. I understand that, okay? But this is, that's not where they're headed. Where they're headed is the Antichrist beast system, world domination, the mark of the beast. That's where all this is going, okay? Anyway, so DARPA, they created that. Disabled veterans can control using an electrode implanted in their brain. This system gives users near natural arm and hand motion while transmitting signals that mirror a sense of touch back to their brain. Now, the agency wants to create a similar apparatus for able-bodied servicemen and women that doesn't require surgical implants. The N3 program is divided into two tracks, non-invasive interfaces that sit completely outside of the body, like an exoskeleton type thing, right? And minutely invasive interfaces that would require users to ingest different chemical compounds to help external sensors read their brain's activity. In both tracks, technology must be bidirectional, meaning they can read brain activity and also write new information back to the user. See that? While those capabilities might fuel conspiracy theories about governmental mind reading and mind control, oh no, don't worry about that. Those crazy preachers and people out there that actually believe that, come on, you guys, that's not going to happen. Why? The government would never use anything wrong. They would only use it for the good of the people because they're so virtuous. Okay. Says here, mind reading and mind control, Emondi told NextGov that that won't be the case. Scientists are only beginning to figure out how the brain's 100 billion neurons interact. So controlling those interactions is next to impossible. Unless they have the ghost in the machine. Unless they have Satan's help. Right? Just like people, well, vaccines are for your good. They're only there to help you. Hi, be afraid of that when you hear that saying, hi, I'm here with the government, I'm here to help. Be careful with that. The program is solely focused on designing an interface for humans to connect with technology, not the technology itself. Somebody's lying. But according to Emondi, the use cases will likely be more high stakes than controlling prosthetic limbs. Well, of course it will. That's the whole goal. He theorized the interface could be used to help a pilot coordinate a fleet of drones with their thoughts. Anybody remember, and I hate, listen, you can go back and you know I hate Hollywood, hate everything it stands for, preach against it. Go listen to Hollywood Satanic Roots. I don't like it. I war against it. I know what it is. But the X-Men, what did Xavier do? He controlled things through his mind. Do you see what they're doing? Do you see what they're doing? They are the X-Men. They're the mutants. They're the man merged with the machine. Get it? Go back and read in your Bibles in Daniel. Read in the book of Daniel about they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Okay, more to it than what you believe. He theorized that interface would be that. He added cybersecurity specialists could even connect to the system to monitor different parts of the computer network with their physical bodies. Oh, nothing bad could happen there. Couldn't be in reverse, could it? Like the machine, like the ghost in the machine could control the mind of that person. Depending on how the interface is designed, they might use the word divined, that specialist might hear a cyber attack when it happens or feel it in the part of their body that corresponds to a section of the network. You mean kind of like Luke feeling a disturbance in the Force? I don't know. Kind of weird, isn't it? Truth is stranger than fiction. Given the intensely personal nature of technology, DARPA is requiring designs to comply with a number of health and safety requirements. believes that? Does anybody believe that? Raise your hand out there if you believe that. Oh, DARPA is requiring designs to comply with a number of health and safety requirements. It also addresses any potential cybersecurity questions. Hey, nothing's going to happen, I promise. While today the project's biggest ethical questions relate to safety and risk of testing, if N3 is successful, Imandi says, I anticipate we could face questions related to agency, autonomy, and experience information being communicated to a user. We don't think about N3 technology as simply a new way to fly a plane or to talk to a computer, but as a tool for actual human and machine teaming up, Imandi said. As we approach a future in which increasingly autonomous systems will play a greater role in military operations, neural interface technology can help warfighters build a more intuitive interaction with these systems. Participating teams will have 4 years to create a working neural interface. DARPA declined to comment on the project's funding levels. Oh, where's the money coming from, DARPA? Nah, we don't worry about that. Anyway, here's my point. This is the Antichrist beast system coming into one. This is what's going on. This is the direction that it's heading. This is the direction of the mark of the beast. This is the merge between man and machine. This is where the devil is going to come in and be a part of that, and he's going to give life under the image of the beast. He's going to make it work, okay? He's going to make all of it work. Where man can't figure it out, he's going to be the lightning that strikes the clock tower. Get it? Back to the Future, the lightning that strikes the clock tower. Boom. 88 miles per hour. Gone. Right? He's the ghost in the machine. He's going to be the lightning that comes down. He's going to give life under the image of the beast. That's how they're going to fit. Because they are a ways away from figuring it out themselves. But what they're going to do is Satan is going to infuse that into there. And he's going to do that, okay? So I just want you to understand that. And I also want to warn you out there that if you think that stuff's cool... And it is interesting. I mean, honestly, we understand that. But, you know, we've got these watches and we've got our iPhones. There's going to be someday where we're going to have to go, nope. Because they're going to be like, no, this watch, we'll just put it in you. And I'm going to, no, you ain't put nothing in me. That's where we're headed. So what I would say to you is that deception is coming upon all the earth. It is already here. And it's worse ever than it's ever been, I believe. With the amount of information that is dumped, you know, with the amount of information that is dumped into man today through the internet and the desire for knowledge that is running, you know, to and fro, everything that's going on, trafficking in the earth, all of it, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that people are going to desire that, okay? They're going to desire that. They're going to want that. And that's how they're going to attract them to the mark of the beast. And what I'm here to tell you is that Satan can't make you a god. There'll be a time when people are given that power that take the mark of the beast that they can't die and they're going to want to die. But I'm here to tell you, friend, that you need Jesus Christ to save your soul. You need Jesus Christ more than anything. Don't accept Satan in his world system. Satan is a liar, and he's a murderer, and he's the father of the lie. He's the father of the Antichrist, and he's going to come upon all the earth to deceive the whole world. The whole world's going to be deceived. And the Bible says that they perish because they would not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. But I'm here to tell you that God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You have a sin nature. You are a sinner before God and exceedingly sinful. And God hates sin. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. And God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. And he's commanded you to repent and believe the gospel, Jesus Christ. You must repent of your sins. You've broken God's righteous law. You've been a liar. You've been a thief. You've been a murderer. You've been a whoremonger. You've been a hater of God. You've been an adulterer. You've practiced pharmakia, witchcraft, and sorcery, and all kinds of other things, drunkenness, murders, revilings, anger, bitterness of heart, all those things. Those sins put Christ on the cross. Those sins qualify you for hell. God said that none of those that live in those sins, that commit those sins, will enter into the kingdom of God. I beg you, be reconciled unto God. Jesus Christ will forgive your sins. You may have been into pornography, homosexuality, any wicked, abominable things in the earth that God hates. And you may have a guilty conscience, and you may have the weight of your sin upon you today. But listen, I've got good news for you. Jesus Christ has power on earth to forgive sins. Jesus will forgive your sins if you repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus. Jesus died on an old rugged cross for your sins. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. And in him you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Jesus came that you might have life. But he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus came to call sinners. If that's you, then you qualify. He said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. If that's not you, if you've never been lost, you can't be saved. But if you'll admit to Jesus and you'll admit to God that you've broken God's righteous law and that you are lost and that you are undone and your sin is ever before you and it's weighing you down and you can't and you have such a guilty conscience and you know that you're going to die and go to a devil's hell for all of eternity, then you know what? Turn to Jesus today and believe the gospel and be born again by the Spirit of God. Put your faith and trust in Christ alone. He is able to forgive your sins. The Bible says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for him, for thee. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Please turn to Christ today. He will forgive your sins if you will repent and put your faith and trust him. He'll change you and he'll make you a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Please turn to Christ today. I hope you understand that's the purpose for this, is to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. And you that are saved, live for God. Be holy, because he is holy. Have a good day.